Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Labor Day Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is Friday, September the 2nd, 2005. Dr. William Null of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp is the administrator.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Did you know that people with Antichrist spirits get up and prophesy in church? Did you know that? That every time somebody gets up and prophesies in church, it doesn't mean it's from God. Now, most churches, unfortunately, the supernatural is so rare that they will accept any type of manifestation as being from God, particularly if it has any supernatural. Well, how would he know that? It had to be God. He couldn't have known that about me. Fortune tellers can tell you that all the time. You see somebody getting up and pointing out to people and telling them their social security number and their telephone number and where they live and then some sort of prophecy. That is very suspect. That's very suspect. You just back off. There are 9 steps for judging prophecy. But the most important is, does it agree with the Word of God? That's the first thing. And the last thing, does it witness to your spirit? Do you get a check in hand? Don't sound right. Don't know about that. Put that up on the shelf. God very seldom gives directive prophecy. If He is going to give you direction, He will witness it to you first and then confirm it by the brethren. And if He's going to confirm it, you don't have to run around to all the Jezebels in the church saying, oh, have you got a word for me? Have you got a word for me? I had this vision and it meant this. Oh, and then you get the word. If Brother Golden was in Belize and Brother Golden came to a meeting and I was sitting here and God said, go speak to him. And I went and I spoke to him, and words came out of my mouth that I'd never heard before. And Brother Golden began to weep. And I told him that he was going to go to a people, and these words I'd never heard before, and not to be afraid that he'd open the way. And Brother Golden just began to weep. He said, I've had that leading that I should go, but I haven't had a confirmation. And he said, I had to come 2,000 miles to get a confirmation. And he went back, and a great outpouring of the Spirit occurred. But he got a confirmation from the Holy Spirit, not from me. But if somebody walks up to you and says to you, brother, you're supposed to sell all your goods and move down to Houston, Texas. Or you're supposed to sell all your goods and go down there to Louisiana now. And they got a place for you to open up to minister to all the refugees. I've seen this happen. And I've seen lives wrecked because people sell all they own and go down there. And that's just charismatic witchcraft. Be very, very careful when you get a directional prophecy. I used to say if someone of the stature of Oral Roberts came up and gave me a directional prophecy that I would seriously consider what he said. But I'd still have to have confirmation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so, praise and bless and glorify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you and I bless you and I glorify you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want to talk to you about some common types of divination, because divination is so pervasive. There's a divination known as the I Ching sticks. That is a type of Chinese witchcraft, or the Book of Shadows, He used as looked like fiddlesticks and ground up herb leaves. There's tea leaving, that's reading the tea leaves, card laying, the tarot cards. I used to read the tarot cards. I say Christian. But my great 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 grandfather was an Indian shaman. I was the gifted one. And I had a library on it, and I one day God convicted me it was wrong, and I just put them all up on the, I put them up on the shelf. After about 3 or 4 months, I got really convicted, and I threw them all in the garbage. And my young son, who was in about the 7th grade, who was fascinated with books, and they were some leather-bound volumes, he said, "Dad, I'd like to have those books for my library. Some of them are bad books." He said, "Well, I don't care what's on them. I just like the leather on them." And so the coffee pot was, and I took the coffee pot and poured 8 ounces or 8 cups of coffee, emptied the coffee pot into the trash can on them. I said, "They aren't nice now." And when I did that, a spirit of formaldehyde began to penetrate the house. Now, I'd been using formaldehyde to get rid of some mold. And my wife got rather upset and said, "You've misused that formaldehyde. You're going to poison us with it." And I didn't know where I'd come. I searched the house over. I couldn't find it, but the smell got stronger. And she took the kids and went to the Holiday Inn. I was in the middle of the winter. It was the middle of the fall. It was cold. But I was on call that night, and we didn't have cell phones then or pagers. And so I felt I had to stay there and answer the telephone. So I opened all the windows in the house and lay down next to the telephone. I went to sleep. And about 11 o'clock at night, I awoke. And the wall was on fire. Flames were flying up. I could smell the formaldehyde. I could smell burning sulfur. It was very strong. Those flames were there. And in the middle of those flames, there was a head. And he had pointed ears and a funny-looking nose and big eyes that just flamed. And he stepped out of that flame to look like he was coming over to talk. I would like to say that I very quietly said, "I bind you." I jumped back in bed, you know. We had we had one of those bookcase beds, and I was on top of the bookcase, and "I bind you in Jesus' name." Just like that. It disappeared. The fire was gone. This apparition was gone. The burning sulfur was gone. And the formaldehyde was gone. And I knew it was real. I knew it was real. The formaldehyde was gone. Called my wife and told her to come home. She said, "No, we won't sleep. We're going to sleep all night." So I closed the windows and prayed all night. I just sat at the bedside and prayed. It scared me to death. But that divination spirit wanted to talk to me about that. And it convinced me that I needed to get everything out of the house that had to do divination. I cleaned the house that time. 5 years later, I had another house cleaning, in which I really got rid of everything. That time I cleaned out the house. I had a tractor, and we had a nice big 6,000 square foot house on the edge of the river, you know, and we went down the river and had a fire ring where my Boy Scout Cub Scouts met, you know, and I was hauling stuff in my tractor with my little dumpster behind it down, and I'd made this big fire and gasoline and thrown a cord of wood on it and had this big blazing bonfire going up, and I was throwing stuff on it. And my neighbor comes over and he says, "Bill, is that you?" I said, yeah, that's me, Wilma. "What are you doing? I'm ready to call fire. I'm just burning some trash at 2 o'clock in the morning." I said, "What's the only time I had time, Wilma?" I said, can I help you?" No, "You're going back to bed. I'm all right." "Are you drunk?" "No, I'm not drunk. I'm fine." And Husky was going to come over and think I was a nut, you know. And I burned up everything. I burned up my son's library on mythology. He had a tremendous library on mythology. I had to pay him $2,500 for all those books I burned up. But I burned up everything I could think of that had anything to do with demons. And I had a whole bunch of stuff my wife had brought back from Haiti, and bookends, and a voodoo drum, and all sorts of stuff. I burned up everything. Anything I thought had to do with witchcraft. I almost burned everything in the house. But I got rid of the demons. Thank you, Lord. And that's, you know, where does it say that you're supposed to burn this stuff? Acts in Ephesus. Acts 18 or 19. Let's see now. Acts 14, 15, 17, 18, 19. Acts 19, 19. And many, also many who had practiced magic, brought their books together. King James says curious arts, the New King James says magic, and burned them in the sight of all. And the value of them was counted up 50,000 pieces of silver. On the modern day, that's about $500,000. A day, the piece of silver is a day's work. Now, you want to call a day's work $100? That's $500,000. Hmm. $5 million. $5 million. Multiply 100 times 50,000, you come out with $5 million. A lot of money. So my little contribution of 2,500, or 3,000, or whatever it was. But you get rid of them. Now, if you can't burn them, there's some place against law to burn things. What you do is you wrap them up in plastic real good and throw them out there in the dumpster and let them bury them at the landfill. But you get rid of them. Praise and bless and glorify you, Lord God. Well, what about crystal balls? What about dousing? Have y'all ever seen water witch work? Okay. You know, they take a stick and they walk with it like this. And when you walk over the vein of water, the stick will turn down. I've seen it turn down and break. Now, the modern plumber will have two clothes hangers and he'll bend at a 50-degree angle and he'll hold them and he'll walk with them like this. And then they will turn in and join when he walks over the water line, over the gas line, over the electric line. And he said it's a magnetic field that does that. I said, oh, it works for anybody? No, no, I've got the gift. That's the reason they had me in the job. I said, then if you just got the gift, it won't work for everybody. It's not the magnetic field. When you got to have the gift, you got to have the right magnetic field in your body. I thought about it, yeah, you got to have the right demon. Why do you think they call it water witching? Dousing or water witching, it's a curse. They'll say it's a gift from God, but they don't know what God. The God of this world. Okay? And if you go watch it, you're guilty. Table tipping. You don't know what table tipping is? You take a table and you put a, take that piano stool over there, and you put a ashtray under one leg, an ashtray under another, so it'll tip back and forth. And then you ask it a question. If it tips to the right, the answer is yes. Tips to the left, the answer is no. That's a demon. Moving it back and forth. The same as rapping on the... And you ask it a question, that's yes. That's no. It happens, people. Automatic writing, a drawing, demons will draw for you. Write for you. Pendulum? What's a pendulum? Well, when I was... In medicine, I would go into the emergency room. I went in the emergency room one day, and there wasn't anybody with an aide sitting at the nurse station. Everybody else gone. I said, well, where is it? And they said, so-and-so is doing her witchcraft. Doing what? Oh, yeah, Dr. Noel. This was before we had ultrasound. I said, when a pregnant lady comes in, she takes a paper clip, and she straightens it out so there's a blunt end on one end. And she hangs it on a piece of nylon, monofilament nylon, and it holds it over the belly. And if the sharp end points to the head, it's a boy. Points to the feet, it's a girl. Works every time. Said, you watch her do it? Yeah, a lot of times. So I hope you enjoyed it. And you cursed yourself, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Because that's called divination. And you're under curse from God. And she said, oh, God. That's right, it's witchcraft. Like you said, she's doing a witchcraft. That's supernatural, you know that, and it's not from God. Well, that lady got so upset, the one who was doing the divination, she wouldn't speak to me. She just sort of spit when I walked by. I didn't see her for a long time after that. And then about 5 years later, I met her coming out of the oncology group. And she was skin and bones. And I said, my God, I called about him. What's happened to you? She said, I got cancer, Dr. Noel. I said, yeah. You want to get rid of it? I said, renounce the divination as sin, break the curse, or cast the demon spirit out of you. You. God bless you. Jesus loves you anyway. And, yeah, I think it's probably hot and dry where she is right now. I don't know. I wouldn't judge her. That is not my... I just ask God to be merciful. I ask God to be merciful to her because He is Jesus judged her. But she's been judged. Okay. That's a pendulum. Palm reading. That's looking at that. The Ouija board. You know, the Ouija board is, you spell it O-U-I-J-A. Now, the French word oui means yes. O-U-I is we. I used to call it oi, oi, but it's we. And the German word J-A, yes, means ja. And so, Ouija. Ouija. And it's corrupted to Ouija. Ouija. Yes, yes. That palette, it's got a bunch of things, and you can ask it when the palette will move and spell out things for you. I don't recommend you try it. I recommend you have one, you break the curse on it, and burn it. What are some of the girls, some of the games that young people do at slumber parties? Y'all ever heard of Mary Worth? That's when you stand in front of the mirror. You say, Mary Worth, 13 times. And the demon will manifest in the mirror. One young lady, one group of children were doing this in Minneapolis. And the demon manifested, came out of the mirror, and played the piano for him. That's no big real deal, no really big deal, because all spiritualist churches have a spirit that will play the piano for them. But then it walked back down and jumped into this 15-year-old girl. And she got up immediately and left. And she went down in the toughest section of Minneapolis and attached herself to a pimp. And people would tell her parents, "We saw Jenny down on the street." And they'd go down there and they couldn't find her. And they went and they looked and they looked and they looked. And so a friend of mine named Lee was ministering up there, and they came to him, and so God told him to start a 3-day fast. And so they began to fast and pray. In the third day, God brought that. God said He sent the angels to bring that girl home. And she came home. And they bound those spirits and cast that thing out of her. And she said when that spirit came into her, it seemed like she trained all of her life to be a prostitute. And she went down and she was a prostitute on the street for 2 years. And Jesus delivered her, brought her home. Isn't that wonderful? And they went back to church. You think I'm going to let my daughter associate with anybody who's been a whore on the street for 2 years? You've got another thing coming. And the church shot their wounded. They absolutely ostracized her. Parents, they worked for IBM. They got a transfer to California and started over again. The church shot their wounded. Isn't that sad? But that is the power of what can happen to your children when they play occult games at a slumber party. The first, Mary Worth, body lifting, they will, levitation, they'll all put one finger under somebody and lift them up. Spin the bottle. Gambling, various types of gambling. Seances. Use of marijuana and alcohol. All those things. The first lesbian spirit I ever cast out of a young lady. I say a young lady. She was, holy Lord. This lady had said, we just started teaching. And this lady said, I want to open my home for deliverance. And so I had been down here twice, so I was the expert. And she was out lassoing these people, bringing them in. And she brought in a best friend. And so I'd heard when were they say that you had to break curses. I didn't, and so I said, well, I think that we probably the first thing we ought to do is break the curses. And said, I break the curses on you. And she began to, and somebody grabbed a container and stuck it under her, and she immediately filled it up with vomit. It just happened to be Sue's electric skillet. And I can still see that skillet full of mama sitting over there. Sue made me buy her a new skillet. She wouldn't use it to cook in. But, and this spirit manifested. And she said, don't you want to, and I was commanding that, so don't you want to know my name? I said, well, what is your name? She says, my name is Lesbian. And I haven't had a chance to use her yet, and I'm not leaving. I said, how'd you get in? She said, I came and went in that slumber party she was when she was 10 years old. I said, well, you're going to come out, too, in the name of Jesus. And it eventually came out, and it came in from slumber party. All right. There are a number of other things that are called, there are other nice names for divination. Clairvoyance. What is clairvoyance? Somebody who has visions. And they see things. They either see things that have happened in the past, things that are happening at second, called second sight. They see things that are happening right now at a, or things that are going to happen in the future, called clairvoyance. You always read about a clairvoyant who said they have vision this when this crime happened, if the police would listen to them, they could lead them to the murderer or to the perpetrator. And then there's something known as cognition, which is a knowing. And psychometry, that's when they bring you a doll of this little child that's lost, and the clairvoyant or the psychic will touch the doll, and then that will, they can see the child, or they will have a vision of where this child is. There's precognition. That's the knowing of events going to happen before it actually happens. One day I was here at the camp, and we were ministering, and a group of people came in and talked to Brother Miller, and they asked Brother Miller if he would send a team over to pray for this young man. And he was an heir to a sizable amount of money, and he had been in drugs, and he'd been in and out of addicts, and he had a court-appointed conservator. And he'd just gotten out of the treatment, and the conservator, a friend of Glenn's, wanted us to come over and pray for him. And so Glenn dispensed two of us to go over and pray for this young gentleman. And we got over there, and he wanted to get prayed for about like that. He didn't really want to be prayed for. And he told me that in no uncertain terms. But his conservator talked to him, and so he decided he did want to be prayed for. To please the conservator. Well, I had what Irma would have called a stick experience, like praying for the broomstick, you know, like praying for this. That's about how effective it was, because he said his will, he didn't want anything. And we were getting ready, I said, well, come on, let's go. And as we were getting ready to leave, he suddenly said, Alice, you're wanted on the telephone! 30 seconds later, the phone rang. The conservator picked it up, said, Alice, it's for you. Now, he knew that phone was going to ring for Alice 30 seconds before it did. Now, that was a clear demonstration of precognition. Knowing, I looked at and said, now that is a demonstration of demon power. Let's get out of here. And I don't ever know what happened to him. I was never asked. I don't remember his name or anything. I just remember that demonstration of precognition. And stargazing, astrology, horoscopes, the zodiac. Open your Bibles to Isaiah 47. People will frequently ask you, where is there scripture that says you should not read the horoscope? Okay. 47:13. Him is a prophecy against Babylon because of their sorceries, because of their witchcraft and their sorceries. And let's look at verse 13. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Now let the astrologers and the stargazers and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from what shall come upon you. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They cannot deliver themselves from the power of the flame. You want to be stubble and burned up? Read the horoscope. But I don't believe it. I just read it for fun. It doesn't really mean anything to me. I just like to see what it says. Oh. Mm-hmm. You know how God feels about that, ladies? What if your husband came home to you and said, "Honey, I was on my way home, and, you know, the house of ill repute was up there, and I've never been in one of those places. And I just got really curious. I just sort of want to see what's going on up there, what it's really like, you know. It didn't mean anything. I went up there, you know, but that didn't really mean anything to me. That'd be okay, huh?" Well, that's how God feels about it. He says, "Adulterers and adulteresses." He says, "I'm married to you." Jeremiah says, "I am married to you, O Israel." 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he says, Paul said, "I would like to betroth you. I have betrothed you as a chaste virgin to Jesus." But the word betrothed means marriage you. There was a Hebrew marriage custom. The first step was a betrothal in which you actually became married. You just didn't live together. Until the bridegroom came back and claimed his bride at an unknown time. We're waiting on the bridegroom to come and claim us. We are his bride. We've been betrothed. It is a marriage. See, the Hebrew marriage custom said first there was a contract made when the children were small. And it could be broken. There were some financial penalties for breaking it. But once you were betrothed, it took a divorce. It took a divorce to break a betrothal. It was a marriage with all the penalties of the divorce. That's the reason you see in Scripture they talked about a widow from her virginity. That means she was betrothed, but the bridegroom died for some reason before he came and claimed his bride. So she became a widow, but still a virgin. Praise the Lord. God is married to you. Jesus Christ is married to you, the bride of Christ. And he said, "Come to me." Well, they got channeling, which is just a fancy name for saying fortune telling. You got crystals, which are just crystal balls. You got pyramids. You got the magic healing touch in which they come and they feel you are. All this is done through familiar spirits, and it's all divination. It's all based on Eastern religion. I can go on and on and on, but I think it's time to stop. I say to you people that I can talk a great deal more about it. I just say this to you, that Derek Prince says witchcraft can be summed up in two things: intimidation, manipulation, domination. Men, being larger, tend to dominate. I mean, intimidate. You know, I was praying for this man who looked like he's 7 feet tall and this broad, you know. And I said, you know, just by your size, you intimidate people. Because they don't want to make you mad because they're afraid of you. Because you're so big. But men, because of their large size, tend to intimidate. They get angry. And you give them their way because you're bigger than you are. Women, being smaller, tend to manipulate. Now, I know women who intimidate, and I know men who manipulate. But the end result on both is domination. Whenever you try to bend somebody to your will, through intimidation or manipulation, that is witchcraft. Now, there is a fine line between witchcraft and parental correction of children. How far do you go with your children? And all I can say is that when it ceases to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ, it's time to quit. The Bible gives you very clear guidelines, and you should follow the biblical guidelines. But most often you should pray and let the Holy Spirit lead you. I used to give out a book in my office when I practiced as a pediatrician. It was called "To Raise Up a Child." And it was used by the Amish. This lady lived with the Amish, and she talked about how the Amish raised their kids. And she said, among the unsaved Amish, and I thought, unsaved Amish? Well, yeah, they're the legalistic people who lean on the legalism rather than knowing Jesus. The rod always tends to fall rather quickly. and always when people are present to watch, to show you how religious they are. Because the Bible says, spare the child and spoil the child. That the rod of correction will drive foolish from him and save his soul. So you have to let the Holy Spirit guide you. The Holy Spirit should guide you. If you have trouble controlling your impulses, then you should be very careful about using corporal punishment. Compulsive people do not do well. People who are driven by compulsion, they lose control. Most child abuse occurs when people lose control. They're driven by compulsion, they lose control. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And so I think it's time to shut the book and pray. As I said, first thing we're going to do is we're going to break curses from the family line. Witchcraft, sorcery, comes down through the family line for four generations. When you have familiar spirits assigned to your family, then those familiar spirits follow your family line. They come in very easily if the curse is there. If the curse has been broken, they still follow that family line because they are assigned to it. And they will look for someone who is vulnerable. Witchcraft, sorcery, intoxication, idolatry are all tied together. If I read you Hosea 4:11, the next verse says that they ask their images, their divination rod informs them. And so sorcery, drugs, witchcraft, idolatry, whoredom, divination, sorcery, all run together. And they run down family lines. And the curse goes at least four generations. And these things tend to replicate themselves. They try to lead you in to get you to repeat the sin so the curse will go another four generations. The wonderful thing is that Jesus Christ, when he was hung on the tree, he was made a curse for you, that you might be delivered from the curse of the law. Now, I don't know of anything that upsets people more than talking about breaking the curse from their ancestors' sins. And I've had very fine Christian people get in my face and scream and yell at me. And I say to you, if I've said anything that steps on your doctrinal toes, anything that you don't just agree with me just right on, I'm not going to get upset with you. Please don't get upset with me. Okay? If I've stepped on your doctrinal toes, forgive me. Don't get upset with me. I love you. Jesus loves you. I'm not going to get upset with you. I will pray that God will open your eyes. Now, on the curse being automatically broken, you have to realize that Jesus died. You know, John 3:16 says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that all the world should be saved. Well, he didn't send his Son to condemn the world, but through him the world might be saved. Now, he died for everybody. Is everybody saved? No. Only those who come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:4 says, surely he has borne our sorrows and our grief. Now, of all the things that they changed when they retranslated the King James Bible, they did not change that. And that should have been changed because those words are truly sickness and pain. Just the translators of the King James Bible could not believe it. Any place else there, they translated sickness and pain. But in that verse, they translated them sorrows and grief because they couldn't believe that the gospel really meant that he had borne our sickness, and by his stripes we're healed. Although First Peter says that. And Matthew says this is done to fulfill the prophecy that he has borne our infirmities. But is that automatic? Is ever Christian healed? see a lot of funerals, a lot of sick folks in the hospital. Pastors going down there to visit them. It ain't automatic. You've got to claim it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like the elders said, we prayed for you. Now it's up to God. Those people went to church that they didn't know because they wanted somebody who believed the Bible. Where does it say I have to confess the sins of my ancestors? In Leviticus chapter 40. I mean, I'm sorry, 29, verse 40. I think it's 29. No, it's not 29. It's 27, 26, verse 40. Leviticus 26, 40. But if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers in which they were unfaithful to me, and they're unfaithful in which they're unfaithful to me, and they walk contrary to me, and God says He's going to heal them. And so confess the sins. I'm going to tell you one thing, it sure don't hurt. Just like when I'm going to bind spirits, I'm going to bind demons. And I don't want you to be cafeteria and say, I got that. No, I don't have that. I got, oh, maybe I might have that. No, I wouldn't have that. Ooh. I said, you know, if we call it out and bind it, it ain't there. It won't come out. But if it's there, maybe it might come out. You want it out. But release it and push it out. In the name of Jesus. Okay. I'll stand up now. Jump up now a little bit and praise God. It is said that the brain can only absorb what the fanny can endure. And get your blood circulating up out of your legs and your feet and your rear end and back up to your brain. In the name of Jesus. I've been walking around up here. Y'all been sitting. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Say, dear Lord, I believe Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Son of God. He was crucified for my sin. He died on the cross. He was raised from the dead on the third day for my justification. He ascended into heaven. He sits on the right hand of the Father, ever to make intercession for me. God is my Father. Jesus Christ is my big brother. I am a child of the living God. I confess my sin and the sins of my ancestors back 40 generations. And I break the curse because Jesus was made a curse for me that I might be delivered from the curse of the law. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I confess the sins of witchcraft and manipulation, of magic arts, of sorcery, of divination. I break the curse. I confess the sin of abortion in my family. I break the curse. I repent of the sins. I command the demons to leave me now. For it is written in Joel 2:32, anyone called in the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Lord Jesus, I confess to you that there are certain people that I resent, that I have unforgiveness against. Lord, I forgive anyone who's ever hurt me, used me, or abused me in any way. Lord, if there's anyone special, bring them to mind that I might forgive them. Now, we'll just wait here a minute. And if anybody's name comes to mind, say, I forgive Susie, Joey, Jenny, Joey, and you don't have to say it loud. You can say it under your breath, but you must put it in the airway. So the devil can hear you. Lord, I thank you. I ask you to bless my enemies now, Lord. Touch them, Lord God. I break all evil soul ties to anyone who's ever dominated me or controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. I break any, I break all evil soul ties to anyone, either the lusted after or had sex with outside of matrimony. Lord, I break the curses. And I call back my soul. And I release any foreign soul in me. I bless these people, Lord. And I commit them to you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, Lord Jesus, your word says, if I call on you, you will deliver me. Set me free, Lord. Lord, you know that thing that binds me. Lord, set me free. Now, in the name of Jesus. Amen? Sit down. Now, I'm going to call out some spirits, and y'all just take a deep breath with them and just let them go. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirits of rejection. I bind the spirits of rejection, all rejection in the name of Jesus. I break the power of rejection. I say these are people have been accepted in the Beloved. Ephesians 1:7 says, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, whereby they have been made accepted in the Beloved. These are people who have been adopted into the family of God. I break the power of rejection, of not being loved, not being wanted, of not feeling well. I bind all fear that's come in. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of not making it. Fear of not keeping the rules in the name of Jesus Christ. I break all fear, all legalism in the name of Jesus. Come out, all fear of failure, all fear of not being good enough. Come out. I bind you fear, all perfectionistic fear. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I break your power and I speak healing and restoration to God's people now in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out, fear, fear. Come out, you Amorite devils. I bind you in the name of Jesus. All you Hittites, come out of there, you Hittite devils. I bind you and I break your power. Come out. God didn't give them a spirit of fear, but He gave them a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. Come out, fear, fear, all fear. Fear the dark, fear spiders, fear in the name of Jesus. Come out, all fear, fear. Come out, all tormenting fears. I bind the spirits of nightmares, torment, unsleepness in the name of Jesus. All pain from fear in the name of Jesus. All fear, come out, fear, fear. We bind you. I bind depression. Anxiety in the heart brings depression and heaviness. Spirit of heaviness, I bind you. God gave them a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I bind you. Gave them the oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Beauty for ashes. These are beautiful people in God's sight. Come out. Spirit of ugly, I break your power. Ugly. Ugly. Turn loose, ugly. Ugly. I bind you, ugly, in the name of Jesus Christ. You turn God's people loose. Come out in the name of Jesus. I bind the period of witchcraft now. I bind divination. All spirits, all you Amorite devils of divination and rebellion. The rebellion is a sin of divination. Come out. Come out, rebellion. All pride. Come out. Pride, you Amorite devils of pride. Come out. Pride and haughty person. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power in Him. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing to God's people. I bind you and I break your power, divination. Come out, divination. Come out, witchcraft. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, sorcery. We bind you and we break your power. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. I bind the spirit of shame now. Shame and bondage. Spirit of bondage. I come against the spirit of bondage. I isolate you from all other spirits. You've got no power, authority, any other spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you in Jesus' name. Come on out. Turn loose now. Come out. Come on out. Come out of your head. Turn your head loose. Come out. Come out. You foul devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. All bondage. All bondage now. Spirit of bondage. Spirit of bondage, I bind you and I break your power. I pull your tentacles off now. I burn you in Jesus' name. Come out. Bondage. Bondage to pain. Bondage to heaviness. In the name of Jesus. Bondage to bitterness. I bind the spirit of bitterness. Bitterness now. Come out. That root of bitterness. I pull out the root of bitterness. I pull out the bitter spirit. That bitter spirit, how dare they do that to me? Come out, bitter spirits! Bitter spirits, come out! All arthritis and bitter spirits, I bind you and I command you to leave. All arthritis now and bitter spirits, come out! All bitter spirits, all spirits of anxiety, all spirits of the stomach ulcers, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Bitter, bitter gall, come out! Out in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the spirit of stubbornness. Stubborn spirit. Idolatry. Stubbornness. Stubborn spirit. I'm going to have my way. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it my way. They ain't going to make me do it any other way. I'm right. Come out. Come out, stubborn spirits. Come out. Come out. Spirits of witchcraft stubbornness. I'm going to argue till I get my way. Come out. All spirits of witchcraft stubbornness. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. Come out, witchcraft. Come out. Out. Out, stubborn spirits. Keep talking. He'll give his way. Keep talking. We'll get what I want. Keep talking. Just sit and talk until I wear him down. Come out, all you stubborn spirits. You stubborn witchcraft devils. I bind you and I break your power. And I command you to leave God's people now in Jesus' name. Come out, all German stubbornness. Come out, German stubbornness. In the name of Jesus, stubborn German, stubborn Swede, stubborn Norwegian, stubborn Dane. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, Thor. Spirit of Thor. Thor. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, Valhalla and Thor. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of Kondylema. Kondylema, I speak to you. I bind you and I break your power, Kondylema. Come up. Come up, Kondylema. In the name of Jesus. Kondylema. You snake, you serpentine devil, I bind you and I break your power. I pull you up out of the back in the name of Jesus Christ. I pull you up out of the back now, you serpentine devil that causes pain in the back. I break your power in Jesus' name. I command you to go. Come out. Come out. I break the curse of the yoga in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of relaxation exercise. I break the curse of transcendental meditation. Come out. I break the Hindu curses in the name of Jesus. All the Hindu curses, I break them in Jesus' name. All the curses of the Tao curses in the name of Jesus. Confucius curses in the name of Jesus. Come out, Shinto curses. I bind you and I break your power. All curses of the karate, come out. All curses of the martial arts, come out. The martial arts demon, come out. All you Antichrist spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out, you false anointings. Come out. I break your power, you false anointings. I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing to God's people. Healing to God's people now in Jesus' name. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I break your power in Jesus' name. I command you to leave. I bind you in Jesus' name. I come against infirmity spirits. It's coming through bitterness now. I come in against the bitter spirits. I bind that bitter spirit, that unforgiving bitter spirit in the name of Jesus. And I break the power of it. I come against those infirmity spirits that came in through fear in the name of Jesus. Timidity. God didn't give you a spirit of fear, timidity. Come out in the name of Jesus. All that fear and timidity that would lower the resistance to infection. Come out. All the bitter spirits that would cause them to become allergic to their own bodies and destroy all the destroying spirits. And I bind the spirits of brain tumors in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirits of Alzheimer's. I bind the spirits of learning disabilities. I bind the spirits of dyslexia in the name of Jesus. I break their power. I bind the spirits of hyperactivity in the name of Jesus. I break your power in Jesus' name. Come loose. I call back their soul. Come loose in the name of Jesus Christ. And I bind you and I break your power. In Jesus' name. I come against the spirits of headaches now. Witchcraft headaches. Migraine headaches. I bind them and I command them to go. Tension headaches. Tightness in the neck. Stubborn neck. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirits of allergies, of sinusitis, of nasal discharge. Come out. Nasal stuffiness. Sore throats. Come out. Glossitis, gingivitis, root canals, caries teeth. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I ask you to cap any bad teeth, Lord God. I just ask you to put gold caps on them now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I've seen you do before, Lord, I just ask you to put gold caps on them now, Lord. Cap the bad teeth, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just cap the bad teeth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I speak healing. I bind gingivitis now. Pyrrhea in the name of Jesus. Glossitis. Thyroiditis. Adenitis in the name of Jesus. I just bind you all now. Myositis. I bind you in Jesus' name. I break the curse of allergies now, of hay fever. I break the curses of asthma, bronchospastic reactive airway disease, emphysema. Emphysema, I speak to you and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Line up with the Word of God. The Word of God says these people have been healed. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. I command you to leave now, emphysema. I speak to asthma, to pneumonia, in the name of Jesus. Empyema, in the name of Jesus. I bind you, lung diseases, tuberculosis, in the name of Jesus Christ. Consumption, I bind you and I break your power. I speak to esophagitis, for reflux acid esophagitis, in the name of Jesus. I speak to stomach ulcers. I speak to gastric ulcers. I speak to gastric pain. I speak to aerophagia. I bind you all in Jesus' name. I speak to duodenal ulcers, duodenitis. I speak to colitis in the name of Jesus. I speak to hepatitis, and I bind you, hepatitis, cholelithiasis. I bind you, gallbladder problems. I bind you, hepatitis. I bind you. I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. Viral hepatitis. I speak to nephritis, kidney disease. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Pyelitis, I bind you and I break your power. I speak to colitis in the name of Jesus. Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis in the name of Jesus Christ. Mucoid colitis. I break the power of all the enteritis in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak healing to God's people. I speak healing to celiac disease. I speak healing to God's people. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, infirmity spirits, to be gone. In the name of Jesus. I speak healing now to muscle pain. Envy in the bone causes rottenness of the bones. I bind the spirit of envy and immolation and competition and jealousy. I bind the spirits of envy and competition and in the name of Jesus. Envy, I bind you in Jesus' name. Come out of there, envy. It causes these people to have osteoporosis in the name of Jesus. Weakness of the bones, rottenness of the bones, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Fear that causes heart failure, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Bible says the people's heart will fail because of fear. Fear, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Away from the hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to circulatory problems in the name of Jesus. I speak to varicose veins. I speak to swollen ankles, swollen knees, swollen hands. I bind arthritis in the name of Jesus Christ and command it to be gone in the name of Jesus. Go, high blood pressure. I bind you, high blood pressure. I command you to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Arteriosclerosis, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Blood, I speak to you. I say, circulate. Arteries, I say, open in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak healing. Diabetes, I bind you in Jesus' name. Pancreas, I speak to you. I say, produce insulin out of the lung horn. Function, be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Antibodies, be gone. Healing. Lord, let your healing grace flow through your people. I speak healing to them now, Lord God. Healing! Healing! Lord, let your healing grace flow now. So people stand up and hold up your hands now. Lord, let your healing grace come down, Lord God. It's by grace, grace, grace. And Zerubbabel shall say to this mountain, grace, grace, and it shall be a flat plain. I speak to a disease, I say, be gone. Grace, grace, grace. The grace of God. I speak grace to it now. Let your healing grace come down, Lord God. Touch your people. Open their eyes that they might behold you, Lord. Open their ears that they might hear you, Lord God. Touch the hearts, Lord, and heal them, Lord God. Heal them, Lord God. I bind the deaf and dumb demons in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of stupor that would cause them not to hear, Lord. I speak healing to them now, Lord. Let them be healed, Lord. Let their ears open that they will be healed, Lord. I speak healing, Lord God, healing to their teeth, healing to their feet, healing to their legs and their arms and to their lungs and to their joints. I speak healing to them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Only You can do, Lord. Heal them, Lord, the great physician. And all God's people said, Amen. I speak to osteochondritis. I speak to muscular dystrophy. I speak to fibromyalgia. And I bind you, dear demons, and I command you to leave God's people. You harassing devils, I bind you and I break your power. I loose the hornets from heaven to drive you out in the name of Jesus. And I speak the God of all strength, the God of all comfort, the God of all hope in the name of Jesus, that they will be comforted, they will be strengthened, that God will restore their hope. The devil has tried to steal their hope. Now, by faith, hope and love. Oh, Lord, restore their hope, firm expectation of good in the future, Lord God. Hope in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I charge the war angels to go with them, to go before them in the glory of God, to be their real God. Fill them now, Lord. We ask them in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Now, Lord, bless the food. Bless the food, Lord God. Bless those which prepared it, and those who are going to eat it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, Lord. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.